Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Gus Fauché is here too, ladies and gentlemen. And his mother named him Augustus, but Augustine, I should say. His mother named him Augustine, but he says we can call him Gus. He's vice president and senior macroeconomist for PNC Financial Services Group, and he's our new friend. Gus Fauché, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. So congratulations on the work that you guys have been doing, you and Stuart Hoffman there at PNC Bank, in polling small business owners to find out what they've got on their mind, what they're up to, what keeps them up at night, what are they excited about. And so I want to take my hat off to you for caring enough about this very important sector of our economy and of our society, small business owners.
Yes, I mean, obviously they're an important part of the economy, and so we think it's important to go out and survey them and see what they're thinking and what that means for the overall U.S. economy.
What if I was only going to give you another 45 seconds or a minute before we had to go, which I'm not, if I was only going to give you another minute or so, and I said, okay, in a nutshell, tell us what you think is the general attitude, the general the way small business owners are feeling right now. What do you think? What would you say?
I would say that they're getting more optimistic, that they're not as optimistic as they were, let's say, 10 years ago before the Great Recession started, but they're not nearly as pessimistic as they were a few years ago when the recession was at its worst. So things are slowly improving. Businesses are seeing that in their sales and their profits, and they do think that things will continue to get better, but they're still being cautious.
Isn't it amazing, Gus, that when you realize that small business owners are pathological optimists? Our middle name is Pollyanna, and to think that anything that has happened could keep small business owners from being more optimistic than they are this long, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been through, for most small business owners, they've been through the toughest 7 or 8 years of their life. I mean, you know, it's just been a very, very difficult experience. We saw a lot of small businesses go under during the Great Recession.
A lot of them.
But those businesses that I think survived and have come back are feeling better about things and are feeling more optimistic and are looking forward to conditions continuing to improve over the next few years.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, a couple of things that are in the middle of this whole scenario, that there's one thing that I predicted 5 years ago, and that is that the startup numbers are way down. That's what I predicted. There would not be the startups in this recovery as we've had in the past for a number of reasons. And one thing that's done is it's not been good for the startups, but it's been good for the companies that survived because they didn't have as much. I'm going to say. Amateur competition, because startups don't, when they price their products, they disrupt the price structure because they don't know what things are worth. And mm-hmm. I, what do you think? I think it's helped existing companies to be able to hold their prices better, and which leads to profitability. What do you think?
No, I think that's right. I mean, certainly we have seen fewer startups, even as the recovery has continued. The numbers bear that out. You know, I think that there are a number of issues there. I think some people have been scared. I think other people just can't get access to the credit that they need to start a new business. And I think that has been a positive for existing small businesses. And, in fact, we do find that small businesses generally are looking to increase their prices now that demand is recovering and
right.
Now that the competition perhaps is a little bit less than we might have otherwise expected. And so I do think that there will be some room for small businesses to raise prices, and that will be good for their profitability.
Well, there's no question about that. And one of the problems that small business owners have, Gus, with pricing is they just don't charge enough. they just don't have they don't feel confident enough. It's not that they aren't justified in raising prices because there is some inflation, especially in the area, has been in the area of energy and food and things like that. But they just don't feel confident in raising prices because they're, as you said, they haven't been as optimistic, and they certainly need to. So, but that's, I think that's a pretty good tour of where small business owners are right now. Now, what are they doing with regard to their people? What are they telling you with regard to how they're dealing with the people that who work for them, the people they maybe the prospective people who work for them?
Well, their hiring plans are okay. They're not great. About we're only expecting about 20% of small businesses to hire over the next 6 months. About 72% expect to keep their staff the same, and about 7% expect to actually reduce their headcount. So We are seeing small improvement in small business hiring, but it's not the really strong hiring that we would expect to see, you know, this far into an economic recovery. So small businesses are still being cautious. That being said, we are seeing more indications that small businesses are looking to increase their wages. So I think what we're seeing is the unemployment rate was 5.9% in September. It is finding the businesses are finding it a little bit more difficult to hire and retain workers, and so they are needing to raise wages in order to keep their workers happy and satisfied and to stay on the job. So I think that tighter labor market is putting a little bit of upward pressure on wages.
Could that be a combination of we need more production, I can't justify a whole person, part-timers don't really work for us because of the way we do our business, but if I add some technology, which I can capitalize, I can justify asking my employees to do a little bit more, and therefore I'll pay them a little bit more. Do you think that scenario is in there somewhere?
I do. I think we are seeing workers are more productive, that businesses are making some investments to make their workers more productive, and with more productivity, they're increasing wages. I also think that what we're seeing is some small businesses are moving people from part-time to full-time. They don't necessarily want to take the risk of going out to hire a new full-time worker, but if they have part-time workers, they can increase their hours. That worker is a known quantity, but they may have to raise their wages in order to do that as well. So I think, you know, we're seeing a combination of factors that is leading businesses to demand a bit more labor, and that in turn is putting a little bit more upward pressure on wages.
Right. And you did find that on the technology spending, over a third plan on increasing their investments in technology. That was another one of your data points.
That's right, and I think, that's a sense of that little bit better optimism that businesses are looking to increase their technology. And don't forget, I think some of it is that businesses, they may not want to hire, but they are looking to increase technology to make their workers more productive, to get more out of their business.
Like we talked about earlier. You got a website quickly, Gus?
Sure, pnc.com/economic report.
Check it out. Dr. Gus Fauché and I will be right back. More to come with more in the PNC report. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.